12. Commodity Inspection.
Useful sentences. 1. Shall we take up the question of inspection today?
2. The inspection of commodities is no easy job.
3. Mr. Black is talking with the Chinese importer about inspecting the goods.
4. As an integral part of the contract, the inspection of goods has its special importance.
5. We should inspect this batch of porcelainware to see if there is any breakage.
6. The exporters have the right to inspect the export goods before delivery to the shipping line.
7. The inspection should be completed within a month after the arrival of goods.
8. How should we define the inspection rights?
9. I'm worried that there might be some disputes over the results of inspection.
10. We'll accept the goods only if the results from the two inspections are identical with each other.
11. Where do you wish to re-inspect the goods?
12. The importers have the right to re-inspect the goods after their arrival.
13. What's the time limit for re-inspection?
14. It's very complicated to have the goods re-inspected and tested.
15. What if the results from the inspection and the re-inspection do not coincide with each other?
16. Who issues the inspection certificate in case the quality does not conform to the contract?
17. The certificate will be issued by China Import and Export Commodity Inspection Bureau or by any of its branches.
18. The inspection certificate will be signed by the commissioner of your bureau.
19. Our certificates are made valid by means of the official seal and personal chop of the commissioner.
20. As a rule, our certificate is made out in Chinese and English.
21. You may have another certificate showing the goods to be free from radioactive contamination.
22. Our goods must be up to export standards before the Inspection Bureau releases them.
23. Our Inspection Bureau will issue a veterinary inspection certificate to show that the shipment is conforming with export standards.
24. Is it convenient for you to engage a surveyor?
25. We have the best surveyor, China Import and Export Commodity Inspection Bureau. Fashion Conversation.
Conversation 1.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, Miss Wang.
Here are your goods.
Thanks. Let's check them.
Okay. 20 packages in all, 1 piece in each.
Yes, that's right. Can I open the packages to check the color and size?
Let me help you. All was done according to your requirements.
Good. I'll call you when the money is ready.
Thank you. I hope we can do business together again.
Sure.
Conversation 2.
Good evening, Miss Smith.
Good evening, Mr. Lin.
Here is your stuff. Please check it.
Okay. There is nothing wrong with the quality.
Is the packing okay?
You'd better pack them first in plastic bins and then in cartons.
Okay, we'll deal with it.
Thank you.
Conversation 3.
I think you'd better come out to the factory.
Is there something wrong?
Yes, your last shipment wasn't up to par.
Let's go out and have a look at it.
I want you to take a look at this material.
Is this from our last shipment?
Yes, it is.
I can see why you are having some problems with it.
Conversation 4.
Shall we discuss the question of inspection now?
Okay. Inspection is a really important part of the contract.
Yes. First, we should define the inspection right, I think.
Following the rules of world business, the exporters have the right to inspect the goods before the delivery, while the importers have the rights to re-inspect the goods after their arrival.
The exporters bear the inspection fee, and the importers bear the re-inspection fee. Is that right?
Generally speaking, it goes like this.
In your country, which organization is in charge of the re-inspection?
The China Import and Export Commodity Bureau, or any of its branches, who will issue the inspection certificate.
What standard and method do they usually use?
They always use the standard and methods stipulated in the contract.
What is the time limit for the reinspection?
60 days after the arrival of the goods.
Oh, I see. That's all for today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Rattling off.
The best cure for the national economy would be economy. Ashley Cooper, British novelist.
It enables men to construct an intellectual vision of a new world, and it preserves the zest of life by the suggestion of satisfying purpose. Alfred North Whitehead, British philosopher and mathematician.